As Russia lobbed missiles into the skies over Syria, Republican leaders lobbed their own missive against President Obama this week.
From repeatedly seeking to declare some arbitrary end to the war on terror, to discarding the tools we have to wage it, to placing unhealthy levels of trust in unaccountable international organizations, the president's foreign policy has been as predictable as it has been ineffectual.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell went on to say that powers like Russia, China, and Iran are all seeking to exploit American withdrawal in pursuit of regional hegemony and dreams of empire. Obama hit out at such criticism, saying people are looking for a, quote, easy, low-cost answer to a hugely difficult, complex problem. He cited lessons learned from U.S. wars in Afghanistan and Iraq.
When I make a decision about the level of military involvement that we're prepared to engage in Syria, I have to make a judgment based on once we start something, we got to finish it.
This is classic President Obama, Georgetown University's Stephen Wayne says, a rational, information-driven decision-maker who carefully thinks things through.
So he errs on the side of caution, and caution means you go slowly rather than go quickly. That's the nature of the man.
Wayne says while the Middle East may be in worse shape than when Obama took office, the president is not to blame for a perceived failure to act, particularly in Syria.
In a democracy, you can't move without extended public support. He does not have the public. Why? You know, he made the statement about chemical weapons in Syria. He said, we're going to bomb them. Then they looked at the polls, and there was no support for a military response.
George Washington University professor Matthew Dalek draws parallels to former President Bill Clinton, who is criticized for not acting quickly and decisively to put an end to Serbian atrocities in Kosovo during the late 1990s.
That military campaign from the air was seen as a success, even though for many years, his critics were saying he was doing very little to nothing and really was AWOL.
Whether it be the spread of Ebola in West Africa or Islamic State militants in the Middle East, analysts say ultimately the president's response to a crisis is driven by a variety of factors, whether it be media coverage, public support for action, or simply how important the issue is to the commander-in-chief. Arup Pandey, VOA News, The White House.